On a field that's normally the site of Friday night football games, family members of Sutherland Springs shooting victims were embraced by music and words of support from Vice President Mike Pence and Governor Greg Abbott.
And even though anguish and sorrow hang over the community, we will not be overcome by evil. Together, we will overcome evil with good.
Vice President Pence recounted the lives of those killed at First Baptist Church.
Among them, Haley Krueger, who even though just 16 years of age, already knew she wanted to be a neonatal nurse and care for the most vulnerable in society. Shani and Robert Corrigan, a 30-year veteran of the United States Air Force. Two high school sweethearts whose son had just passed away just a year ago.
The stands were full. At least 2,000 people came to pay their respects. Many from Wilson County, others from San Antonio. Some lifted their hands in prayer and hugged one another. Carla Sycama is from Floresville.
We're a small community first, but the most important thing is we're family. We're family. You know, you can't even go to our local grocery store right now because an employee there is no longer there. We lost someone there. So it's affected our community throughout.
Sycama is an ICU trauma nurse at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio. She's taken care of 8 of those injured in Sutherland Springs.
They're strong. They're survivors. They're prayerful. It's incredible. But at the same time, to see the victims still feeling like they're right there and it's still happening all over again, it's scary.
She says her 2 7-year-old daughters lost a friend from their second grade class. It's a difficult conversation she never thought she'd have. But she tells her girls their friend is with God.
Because that we're Christians. We know that there's a heaven. And we know that at some point in time, we're all going to go to see Jesus.
There's been a prayer vigil every night since Sunday, when more than 10% of tiny Sutherland Springs' population was either killed or injured. Shirley Filateo is one of the roughly 400 people who live there. She says she's been to 3 vigils so far.
Our community still needs to be healed.
Filateo lives about a half mile from the church and says the shooting has left a massive hole in the town's heart.
Something like that is so evil. Happened to so many good people that were worshiping God. I mean, you can't get more evil than that.
Family members of the victims didn't speak at the vigil, though about 24 congregated at one end of the football field while the vice president spoke. Frank Pomeroy is pastor of First Baptist. He wasn't there on Sunday, but his 14-year-old daughter Annabelle was. She died in the shooting. He says Wednesday's vigil was proof that despite the immeasurable loss they've all suffered, the community's faith is strong.
Showed the fact that we live in a country, right, that though there are many who try to say that we're secular, we live in a country that still comes together and prays to an almighty God.
While they mourn, First Baptist Church members are wondering what will happen to their church.
And we're playing it day by day right now.
Pomeroy says he's not sure what they'll do with the building.
There's too many that do not want to go back into church. I think we'll probably turn it into some type of memorial for a while.
Pomeroy says he still plans to hold services on Sunday to help Sutherland Springs residents draw strength from one another and from God. But for now, at least, it'll take place at the community center. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.